in order to avoid any sufferings you guys have, because my accent, I keep my homily short. You're welcome. My name is Father Anthony. I came here 7 years ago. When I was here, I'm 27. Still a newbie, still looking around, still watching around. I study here in Denver. I was ordained a couple months ago, still a baby priest. So forgive me if I make mistakes and all the stuff. So I'm trying to let you know that I'm trying, okay? So someone came to St. Augustine and asked him, "What is the most important thing in your life?" He answered, "There are three things. First, humility. Second, humility. Third, humility." Brothers and sisters, where should we learn the humility? Where? We have a model of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Jesus Christ, He's a Son of the living God, the Most High God, now became a man like you, like me, walking in the earth. Can you imagine, like, you are God, you can do everything. You are mighty God. You are the Most High Son of the living God. And now you are walking. You take the form of a slave, a servant, walking like a human man, walking on the earth, talking with people. Can you imagine, like, you are kings or queens. You just, like, come to people, really low people, and talking with them. That is the humility. We need to learn from Him about that, I think. And that is the most important and most beautiful thing for me to reflect on years. Not only one day, I reflected on years, like, Lord, why? You can do everything. You are mighty God. You can create the whole world by like this. But now you become like me. You know what I mean? Like, that is so beautiful. And that is the Lord's way. That's not a human's way at all. Trust me. Trust me about that. Okay? Second, in the moment, you all will receive the Eucharist. And before that, you will say, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." Brother and sister, when you say that, please mean it. You say that and then you mean it, because we are not worthy to receive the Most High God, the Son of the living God, in our body. To be honest with you, we all sinners. We all were sinners, and we received the most perfect, most powerful, mighty God, and we just say, like, "Lord, I'm not worthy at all." Are you worthy? Nah. Sorry about that. Am I worthy? No. This is my first homily at all, and then I try to remind you and also remind me about that is so beautiful that we can receive our Lord today in the moment. And then we just say, like, "Lord, I'm not worthy that you go into my body," but just, like, say the word. And you can transform me, you can sanctify me, and you can make me a saint. Finally, Mother Teresa says once, humility is not about thinking less of yourself, but rather, humility is about thinking of yourselves less. Humility is not thinking less of yourselves. Why? What is your identity right now, brother and sister? What is your identity? Can you tell me your identity right now? Your identity is the sons and daughters of God, the Most High God. That is our identity. We recognize ourselves, or we realize that we are the sons and daughters of God. Can you trust me with that? Whenever I reflect on that, I just have peace in my heart. Because, Lord, I am your son. You will take care of me, right? Of course, the Lord will take care of you, each and every one of you. He will do that. Not because, like, you are worthy to be his sons, to be his daughters, but God is the Most High God. The Father loves to take care of his sons and daughters. That's why he became a man. That's why we can talk to him, touch him. He was like untouchable, Old Testament. No one knows him before, right? But with that New Testament, he became a man. That's why we can know him. He loves you so much that we are sons and daughters of God. That's all I have today for my homily. I pray for you all. Forgive me again. Be patient with me again. I pray for you, and that's it.